Ahoy there, land lovers and mere folk alike. Welcome to Monroe's Chess, the podcast that sails the sea of whimsy and dives into depths of nautical nonsense. You guys really aren't going
to
interrupt me.
I was waiting for somebody to interrupt, but nobody was doing it.
I was literally about to interrupt you, and then you brought it up.
I was going to give somebody else a chance.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
You interrupted yourself.
I know. Well, it's so weird.
If y'all aren't going to do it, I'm going to do it.
It's a good stopping point.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
Oi.
Oh, I don't know.
R. R.
You would think that, but the C will always be a special letter.
God, dude.
Huh.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Dang. All right. You guys are on top of it with these.
There's a lot of pirate jokes out there.
Oh, I should have brought my little pirate leg.
Oh, your peg leg?
My crutches. Yeah, my peg leg for my crutches.
Oh, you didn't?
Because I do look like a pirate then.
You didn't bring it, dang.
I say I'm an OR pirate.
Yeah. OR, are you?
Join us as we navigate through the seas of laughter, uncovering the treasures hidden within Monroe's mystical chest, where every episode is a tidal wave of hilarity and unexpected discoveries.
That went so much better than your first one.
Yeah.
That was so much smoother.
I'm guessing like 20 in, I won't even have to look at this.
Oh, yeah.
It's about five. You don't have to.
Yeah. Five? Okay. Okay, we're getting there.
Like, I can do the outro without even thinking. I used to have to write them down.
Mm. Talk about outros, girl.
All right. So the captain's chest. Log.
Talk more, please.
Who are you? Huh? Are we going to do the intros?
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for the captain's log.
Captain's log is the recap. For those of you who are listening, we're going to do our recap.
Hey, way to mess up your mic, Matt.
Matt's over here just
I didn't know anything about a recap.
All right, the recap. The captain's log. We landed ashore of... Shoot, I can't remember the port we landed in.
I can help you if you want.
Port Escobar, with me trusty sidekick, Dash, and his imaginary friend, Bardis. He ate a banana. We found our way to a tavern. We found our way on the outside of the tavern. We met a lovely lady, Sea Elf. She was gorgeous from the chest down. And had a lovely run-in with a shortly young fella in a green trench coat and purple boots, followed by a really strange demon-looking feller. And from there, we're working our way to find out about the Buccaneer's Reckoning.
Thanks for that lovely recap.
I had to look at everyone and be like, I don't remember names yet. I will get names. <though.">
I appreciate that recap. The captain's log is going to be awesome.
I'm so excited for it now.
I'm Dan. I'll be playing your dungeon master, daddy, whatever you guys decide to call him.
Daddy Master Dan.
Daddy Master Dan.
Daddy.
I'm Jason. I'll be playing Laura.
I am Matt. I will be playing Dash, and I'm very sorry I didn't know about the captain's log.
It's okay.
I'm Bo. I'll play Scorchbeard Hornswoggle.
Damn, just jumping straight into character.
I have to, or else I'll lose it. Into that
it's email. So hard for me to play a dark character.
And I'm Dylan, and I'm playing Turner Jack.
And I'm Luke. I'll be playing Captain Lefarious.
God, it's amazing. It's just so... I'm tearing up over here. It's so beautiful. All right, we left off. Captain, you forgave our emo rogue.
I did.
I'm still not sure that's a great idea. He seems shifty to me.
You look kind of trustworthy. Blah, blah,
blah. He literally looks like a devil.
Not all devils are devils.
Sure, Captain. Whatever you say.
I was just going to see how long you were going to go with it. Not going to lie.
Who, exactly are you, anyway?
I am the gentleman's captain, Captain Lavarius.
You've definitely heard of him. 100%.
Don't think
there's
so.
No doubt he's the most famous pirate. There is. Or at least he's going to be.
Going to be. So you probably don't even have a ship.
I do have a ship.
Well, that's the start of a pirate anyway. Don't look very much like a pirate.
If you don't like it, you can just walk away. But from the sounds of it, you need a ride.
Eat your bananas.
How dare you?
And I turn and eat, start eating.
I'm not eating it because you told me to. I'm eating it because I'm angry.
He's a stress eater. Well, shall we make our way to the center of town where the lovely Buccaneers reckoning? Yeah. Do I see a bunch of people walking?
Yes. So as you're heading east, the fountain's in the center. Going east, you can see that people are starting to gather. There are lined up people handing out different flyers. It looks like some sort of flyer, paperwork. Something that they're just giving the general crowd as a handout. As you keep heading east towards the big castle on the side of the hill, you will see that there is, or you'll notice that there's kind of a stage set up with five chairs, two on each side and a giant one in the center. Someone has an ego issue.
I think that's where we're supposed to go.
I think they got your seat ready, Captain.
I see it. It's a lovely chair.
Is that what you think, Monkey?
Well, it's only fair. He's an excellent captain. He deserves the big chair.
Something tells me that's not for your captain.
I don't much like you.
I don't much care.
Captain, are you sure? Are you sure about him?
He seems all right.
He doesn't have to come.
I just walk away.
Did you start heading towards the conjuring? The gathering?
Conjuring.
So I want to riding on the captain's shoulders, I want to like use his hat to like steer him over to where the to where they're handing out. Yeah, to where they're like handing out these.
Come, we need some information.
I was just about to ask if you like hold on to his ears to like
steer
him.
Holding onto his big old hat.
So you're ratatouing it just on the outside. Yeah. Got it.
No, he's
monkey-toing it. My bad.
Well, the other two be joining us as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
Let me call hockey. Looks like there's five seats, so.
I like the way she thinks.
What do we need the fifth one for?
The birds?
I suppose. Go away, devil!
Dash, can you not count?
He's a monkey.
I understand. Just checking.
He's gonna be riding on. He's gonna be sitting on the captain's shoulder. He doesn't need his own chair.
Fair enough.
We work our way over to grab some flyers.
Get your program here. Here's for you, and here's for you. And just some guys start just massively handing out flyers. Yeah. Here, this is the rules. Yeah, you'll need this. Oh, hey, you'll need that.
Did you guys see that? The little boy just gave us all these flyers. What did it say?
And Dash is sitting on his shoulder and holding it with his foot.
There's a lot of rules to this. I regret to inform everybody I cannot read. That I just remembered.
Scorchbeard, why is this monkey trying to give us the rules? Your name was Scorchbeard, right?
Yeah.
Like a TV sitcom, you guys all hear in your head. The event title, The Buccaneers Reckoning. Rules. The Great Pirate Council, the contest is held every 20 years, overseen by a council of notorious pirates. They set rules and judge the competitors. And then you fade back into what you guys are working through.
Apparently, I wasn't even alive the last thing this came around, so... I mean, I can read unlike some folks, but I have no idea what this place is.
Listen, it's impressive enough that I can talk, let alone read.
It'd be more impressive if you could learn how to shut up.
Heard that before.
I think everyone's just surprised he can talk.
Captain, read. Tell me what it says.
All right, here we go. And I like adjusted the paper like straight forward. All right.
A pirate that
he doesn't need to be able to see on the lookout.
Lookout that can't read, so you're absolutely useless.
All right.
Laura will kind of scratch her head. She's probably still a little foggy from her time at the bar, but she'll say, "Oh, I think I remember some of these rules. What was it about? It's kind of like the anti-pirate movement where you have to turn in other pirates, and the more you turn in, the more points you get. I think it was called the bounty board."
Ah, I see that one here.
Yeah. I remember.
Is that it over there?
Is the bounty board like in the circle?
So it's at the base of where you see the five chairs set up, essentially like a staging area. It's posted right below, and it's a very elongated board with 40 different. Well, actually, give me a perception check.
Oh shit!
First dice roll of the night.
That is a 13 minus 2 for 11.
You cannot count, but you know there is a shit ton of flyers.
Captain, there's a lot of competition for this. Good thing we got you.
Yes.
Nothing to worry about, boys.
Anyone else want to give a perception check? Or assist?
I will assist him.
Okay, I'll roll again. 9.
Captain, we're too far away.
17 perception?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So you noticed that...
I didn't know about the bounty board, so I should know something.
Yeah, you know that on the bounty board, each one of the bounties actually has, Jolly Roger associated to it. So there's going to be a Jolly Roger picture as well as what their bounty is worth.
Okay. I'll explain, you know, the different points to the group, like every... pirate that you turn in has a different amount that they're worth, basically, right? Is that what you're...
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Does it say anything on there about, like, a time period? Like, how long does this last?
I can't remember that detail exactly.
I believe it says the contest duration. The event lasts for 2 fortnights. How many nights are 2 fortnights? Dash.
I think a fortnight is 2 weeks, so that's 4 weeks.
That's why you're the smart one.
Of course, I'm the brains of the operation.
I'm just glaring at Scorchbeard.
Scorchbeard and his brain is like...
During which
really
the pirates in the military personally can freely... Personnel, not personally. Can freely engage in piracy, raiding, and counter-raiding? Counter-raiding. It's all one word. Yes, counter-raiding. How do you counter-raid?
It's like a raid, but opposite.
Ah, I know how to raid.
We can send Hockey in.
Perfect.
Does Hockey know how to counter-raid?
No, but he can check on the raid, and we can counter that raid. Sneak attack. This Scorchbeard guy knows about sneak attacks. Tried one on me.
Well, it's not my fault. Your bird's fucking dumb.
I think you're just too loud and I can catch you trying to pickpocket me.
I'm just going to dash to the other side of him with my boots of elven kind.
Are you going to try to, like, sneak around
him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Sitting right next to him.
What are you going to hide behind?
That's a 22.
Okay, what exactly are you trying to do?
I'm just going to get to the other side and
see a poof.
Yeah, I'm just going to pop up and be like, how's that for loud dumbass?
All right.
Okay.
He's trying to be all scary and mystical.
Would you switch seats and we're supposed to be impressed?
I was just trying to show that I'm not loud. It had nothing to do with impressing.
You're very quiet. I have ears like a hawk, like this hockey right here.
You hear someone in the crowd.
The entire map! What does that mean? What kind of rule is that?
The entire.
What? Does he say it on there?
The entire map. Yeah, that's the zones.
Wait, what map?
Well, I'm guessing that. I like reach in to try to find my map. The map. Where's the map?
The map. Are you missing the map?
I am missing the map.
The map.
The map. Where's the map? And I'm like frantically searching, and I turn around to Scorchbeard, and I grab him and go, "Did you take the map?"
He's awful shifty, I told you.
With that quickness of yours.
What map are you talking
about? You two are working in cahoots.
Question.
His boots are to distract us while you rob us blind.
Are you trying to intimidate him? Or what?
Yeah, intimidate him.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Wait a second. Although Laura was drunk and stumbling behind us. She would have had opportunity. And she uses her feminine wiles to distract us.
Sugar, I ain't got no map.
Nope.
I would say
I would personally check that body.
So
then what would I roll?
I'd roll the 12.
For intimidation. What is it?
I usually counter intimidation with intimidation.
Yeah.
Or constitution. Like if your constitution's high,
it's a tough one.
It's very.
I'm just picking.
I have a feeling
modifier.
With him, he's probably seen some shit.
You rolled a what?
12.
Yeah, 12.
Yeah, you beat me.
What'd you roll?
10.
Oh, not by much. He's kind of intimidated.
You took the map, didn't you? Laura, you took it, didn't you? Who took the map?
And every time he says a name, Dash just like pivots towards them with his axe.
Just like, oh, can I do
Can I do a perception check to see if I see like a picture of a map, like over, like in front of like where the people?
You
sit?
Can, but you'll do it at disadvantage. You have someone in your face. Oh.
Fourteen.
Yeah, you on the bulletin board. There's a giant map in the center of it.
Hey, Captain, instead of being a fucking spaz, how about you just look at
the map? No, that's not the map. I had a map with me.
This is a very different, very important map. Nobody is leaving this place until we have it.
Monkey,
men are talking.
I'm gonna perception check, but I'm going to... No, investigation to, like, feel on him. Start feeling, like, frantically feeling.
I feel like it'd be a sleight of hand, wouldn't it?
Unless you're just doing it blatantly.
I'm doing it so blatantly.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, then can I make an attack roll?
To try to push
away? Because I don't
want
him to touch me.
If you do like a shove, it would be contested athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Athletics?
Is it athletics or acrobatics? Athletics, right?
You can do either. You as the target can do either one. He has to do athletics.
I'm doing athletics. You gotta roll high.
13?
21. Fuck. So, you wanna purposely investigate him?
Yeah, I'm gonna investigate him. Do I get it with advantage or no?
No.
Okay.
What if Dash jumps off and starts like.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Dash is frisking you.
This
little monkey. This little monkey. You have. Two hands and 2 feet groping you.
And I'm searching you like a cop would search someone, like just patting and like flipping and everything. I didn't roll great. But do I get with the help action or no?
Yeah.
Okay. That's better. 15.
All right. And what do I'm rolling for?
Contesting on what you're purposely just trying to pick.
Yeah, because he's trying to hide it. Wouldn't it be deception?
Either deception or sleight of hand. Like
sleight
he could,
hand, like
he could
hide
like
it
move it around.
Else. Yeah.
To
your choice.
I'd say sleight.
Actually, no, that'd be 22.
Damn.
Well,
you're good.
It's not him. And he turns to Laura. Your turn.
You can look if you want, but it ain't on there.
I think you mean between there.
And Dash just as Dash just looks at her. He looks very intimidated.
Oh, I'm gonna
unintentional intimidation.
This is probably gonna happen more than you think. Oh, I'm gonna get it.
Hi, Captain. That's very uncouth. You must ask for permission.
Oh, I guess. May I search you, Madame?
I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
That is consent.
Lawyer Dash.
What's on this map?
Places? The archipelago.
Did you guys have the map when you showed
yes.
up?
Yes, like, I have sure? it.
Did you leave it on your ship?
Archipelago.
Oh, okay. I was like, is that a gang? What is that?
It's a grouping of islands.
So you're vigorously frisking, or how are you frisking?
I'll tell you where the map isn't, so don't be going there.
Ooh, this is good. How just
very gingerly yes. pulls the boobs yeah. apart. Like, looks between.
Not in there.
I do what he just said. Do that, and then I like feel around her. Yeah, she's good. As I'm like walking away, like shoving down my pants.
Well, that leaves one, Mr. Pretty Boots. Empty your pockets.
Hockey's been with me the whole time. He could tell if something was stolen from you. I
Why
did not
would I
steal.
Listen to your bird?
I listen to.
Does your bird know where my map
you
is?
Listen to me. We can send him off to look
yes.
for the map.
It looks like a map.
Does it look like the big ass map that's on the wall?
Similar to
or
the
is
map.
This map on the wall particularly looks like the island that we're on. Is this something completely different?
It looks like that. It's just not as pretty as sketched as that.
It's got X's on it.
What do the X's do?
I don't know.
It marks the spot.
What kind of spot?
That's for
Laura's spot?
Here we go, getting inappropriate again. I'm very sorry.
Captain.
It happens.
You've been very interested in Flora and searching her bosoms.
She's got great bosoms.
It's like burning. He's so flustered he can't say bosoms.
We'll find it later.
I think we should.
Let's go look at the map.
On with this, so
it's probably
this
back
map.
On our ship, Dash. We probably might have left it there.
Getting back to the rules, now that you guys have thoroughly fondled your newest friend here.
I rather enjoyed that.
I'm pretty sure the rules for the entire map is referring to that map. And I just point over towards the,
oh,
towards
yes,
the big billboard map. Where that map is. That's probably saying that everywhere on that map is the contest zone.
Okay, we'll go over there. I got my eyes on
so,
you.
Captain Lefarius, are we a crew? Because I'm reading the rules here, and it says the pirate crew must submit.
Well, would you like to join the crew?
I mean, I got nothing else going on.
We have the best captain.
So you say.
So I know.
And they have a ship. So
well,
yes.
They ship. Have you seen this ship?
Not
Laura?
Yet.
It's a great ship. It's, I'm gonna look out in the port and like find one of the, a really nice looking ship.
Okay. Cool. Perception check that thing.
Oh, my perception is actually a dirty 20.
Oh yeah, you find this beautiful ship. It is basically matching your armor, so it's very large. And it has this black cloth over the full exterior on the upper hull, kind of covering it with what you would assume is bones and stuff sticking out of the tips and the head of the ship. The giant mast on it. Yeah, that's a really good perception check. Keep describing it, and I got to look something up.
Ah, yes, it's that one. It's the black one with the black sails and the black drape with bones.
He's got an aesthetic. We stick to it.
It's got a nice shiny finish.
Beautiful. Okay. But it also says we need to copy
the Jolly Roger.
Well, yeah, you can't see the Jolly Roger from here, but we got one. No worries.
I haven't. Okay. We don't fly the colors when you come into port.
And Captain, I am dead broke.
We'll fix that.
And this looks like it costs 100.
How are you just going to buy that mythical bow if you're dead broke?
I might have sent Hockey to steal it. I just wanted to see it.
Now he's shifty. I thought it was just the devil that was shifty.
Well, we got a lot of good shifty hands.
To finish up your description of the ship, you would know see on the mast that there's a dragon breathing fire over a pirate ship, symbolizing the crew's fiery spirit and boldness.
I love it.
Seems like a great ship to try to steal.
Can you give me a history check, Will?
Yeah, I can do that. Eight.
You would be familiar with this. This is the Dragon Roar Standard.
The Dragon what?
Roar.
Roar?
Standard is the crew.
So would I know this is complete bullshit? Okay. I'm going to keep that information to myself for now and use it at an opportune time.
Sounds good.
It's a great ship. It sails so smooth.
You know, Monkey, I'm just going to say, I don't really know you guys, but judging your captain, he doesn't look badass enough to captain.
Well, listen, if you don't like it, you can take a walk.
Here we go again with the not
liking
it.
Saying,
when are you going
I'm
to realize
saying,
that I don't care?
It's a bunch of negative Nancy talk.
And all I hear is you need my help.
We don't need you.
Dash, we do need him.
Shush.
Over.
I'm trying to bargain here.
As you finish saying that, over the really mystical loudspeakers that somehow exist within this center area.
If you have any questions, make your way up to the center stage. There's going to be individuals there that can answer them for you. Thank you.
We got. We'll deal with you later.
I just walk off again. Wait a minute. No one answered my 100 gold.
I have a question. This is a DM question for Scorchbeard. Do you have like a swooshy cape, and do you make like dramatic swooshy cape things as you turn around and like storm off?
I would say yes, because I'm out of game and not metagaming. We introduced it in session zero. I try to keep my wings covered, so that would only make sense. But yes, I just turn and walk away, just very
and
annoyed.
How many hair flips
I would imagine.
Are there? Just curious.
My hair stays perfect. Ooh. Just it never really
it's
moves.
Got a lot of gel.
Lots of dragon spit goes right into that.
It's crunchy.
And so yeah, I would just turn and it.
He's so dramatic.
I actually try and turn in the direction of where I'm trying to, like, whip the monkey with the cape because he annoys me, so...
Okay. Do you want to actually roll an attack roll with your cape?
No, I don't want to roll an attack roll, but can I roll even or odds to see if I hit him?
Unarmed attack.
What about a luck check to see how epic he does it or fails? Are you lucky with your cape or not, sir?
Let's see. Evens, I'm lucky. Odds, I'm not.
I would just do your like luck plus your modifier we rolled for.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that modifier.
Oh, I don't remember my modifier. Hang on, I gotta go to my notes.
I have a +2. Very lucky.
Is that number the bonus?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your modifier.
Shit. Okay. Wait, so whatever we rolled for our luck check is just a standard
20 plus whatever like your luck bonus is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't think my luck check was right. Because I have a 15.
Yeah,
on
so
that.
You have a +2.
You're just a lucky boy.
Yeah, you add 2 to whatever you roll on your
D4. Oh, so it's like our ability.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was like, ooh, +12? That's
no.
Pretty cool.
No.
Okay, that makes sense.
So unarmed attack here.
17.
You switch to unarmed attack instead of luck check?
Oh, I thought that's what I was rolling for. Oh, well, then my luck check would be 17.
You totally get that straight in the monkey's face. It, like, slaps him, and the breeze almost knocks him off the captain's shoulder. He has to use his tail to, like, resecure himself around the captain's neck and almost, like, choke him a little bit.
And Dash,
do you turn back to see if you can?
No, I just keep walking. I don't care.
Cool guys don't look back.
He's not that cool. All right, he was pretty cool.
He's a bit cool. That was really too cool.
Whose side are you on?
Yours. Ours.
For now.
I don't like him.
I'm going to steal the cat.
I don't like him, Captain. I don't like him at all. All right, let's go up there. I think Fancy Shoes has some questions. We got the gold. Don't worry about it.
Are we collectively sharing our
gold? Not with you. But we'll put in, the captain and I will put in for the ship. After that, you're on your own.
But I thought we were just a crew a moment ago.
You're giving me a headache.
We'll work our way over. And is this... And I'm still reading the flyer as we walk over.
Awesome. What are you, Captain, what are you seeing on the flyer? What piques your interest?
Oh, I see that the rankings of the pirates. Rankings. Oh, here we go. Rankings. Pirates, the Shadow Sailors, and the Corsair Collective are ranked based on their bounties and their daringness of their exploits. Military personnel, the Azure Armada, earn points for defending against pirate attacks or capturing pirates.
So which one are we? We're the Corsair Collective, correct? Or are we Shadow Sailors?
I like the Shadow Sailors.
Ooh. All right.
It matches with me black.
I mean, of course we're Shadow Sailors, of course. No question.
Scorchbeard would just turn around and be like, some pirate crew if you don't even know
I thought
who
you walked away!
I'm just ahead
of Is there a list of pirates on this board or whatever? Like, isn't it worth, different pirates are worth different points?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a list of, like, different pirate names?
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to look for Captain Lavarius on the board.
Great. Investigation check.
And I'm going to make a note that I'm, where's Captain Lavarius on here?
I'm going to help him because I'm also curious if Captain Lavarius is on here. I rolled a 17.
That's higher than me. Hold on. Investigation?
Yep. Ooh. Oh, actually.
15.
Fantastic. You guys...
That's a 19.
You guys would be going through the list, and you would clearly see that there are 40 different crews listed on this list. Some of them you would recognize from your sailing days. You, just your dealings. You'd recognize some names on there. However, you do not see the captain's name.
I would just get over closer to Laura and be like, we haven't actually met yet, and to be honest, I mean, I don't really care about your name, but do you see Captain Lavarius's name on here? Because I do.
I do not see his name on this list.
Some fucking pirate, huh?
I'll whisper.
Also, that it's definitely not his ship.
I could kind of piece it.
Do we hear any of this? Because we're standing.
How discreet are you trying to be about
that? I would say I'm still probably pretty drunk, so it probably was more of a loud whisper.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe. I'd say there's a chance.
I'm being as stealthy as I can be talking to him.
So you might have heard Laura if you give me a perception check.
Sure.
In my head, it was probably quiet, but let's be real.
Can I roll as well?
The spirits will get
you. Do you think you were actively listening? Yeah, I mean, you're like, yeah, you can absolutely.
Okay.
You're essentially a part of the captain
as well. Oh, you were listening?
Because I'm also doubtful.
Okay, sounds good.
That's a dirty zero.
Oh!
I am very distracted.
You were looking at Laura's boobs.
Stealth with disadvantage, maybe?
Yeah, plus.
I think that's fair.
Is it perception?
Perception.
13?
16.
One was an 20, but sorry.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
16.
On my perception, I rolled a 17.
Yeah, you guys definitely heard Laura.
So you lied about
No, that's my ship. It's mine.
Not according to that drunk woman over there.
is definitely our ship. I don't know what your problem is.
And I give a wink to the captain. Like a very obvious wink.
Since you're not hiding, everyone sees the wink at this point. Because you're all face to face.
No, this is very... Yeah, I'm not trying to... It's like full face wink.
Wait a minute. How do we get... Your name isn't on the board.
Well, I think this is all the participants from the last years.
We just haven't entered yet.
Yeah.
Well, where's the entry?
Well, I'm sure the people up there that you ask questions, we probably pay them.
I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves here. No point of entering if you bozos don't have a fucking ship.
Listen, the captain has a plan. He wouldn't be the captain if he didn't have a plan. Therefore, he must have a plan because he is the captain.
Hey, Mr. Monkey, have you ever floated the seas on a plan?
No, but I have floated the seas on his ship.
Mm. Oh, beg your pardon, sirs and ma'am. My name is Nathan Phillip. I'm here to answer questions. It sounds like you have questions. Do you need questions answered?
Where do we sign up?
So the sign-ups happen tomorrow. This is just the kickoff, like the inaugural kickoff. It's super cool. Stick around. These pirates are real rough, tough guys.
So just purely out of curiosity.
Yes.
Is it required when you sign up that you already have a ship? I'm asking for other pirates.
He's asking for a friend.
Laura's going to audibly groan when he says that.
Let's say another pirate was in the market.
Respectfully, you're a talking monkey. It's a lot for me. I will answer your question. Can you read?
No.
Okay, no problem. No problem, sir. That's what I'm here for. Or ma'am. I don't know. Anywho, it just says you need to have your Jolly Roger and 100 gold to enter. There's no regulation about a ship.
That's wonderful. For them. Obviously, not for us. We have a ship.
I mean, you're setting your ass at a disadvantage if you don't have a ship. However, I don't make the rules. It makes sense that you could still join. Who's your captain?
That would be me.
Hi,
captain
sir.
Nefarious.
Hi, sir. Do you have questions?
What is the rewards?
Shit, dude. There are so many rewards. Look at the damn reward board.
Oh, okay, there. Yeah, I see it now. I see it in the flyer. I just didn't get down far.
I literally just hold the flyer in front of Captain's face with my finger pointing to rewards.
What are the rules on teaming up with other pirates?
And then I just drop my hand down literally right below it, and I go, I get it, monkey. You don't know how to read. But, Captain, get your shit together. It's right here.
Don't talk to the captain with that tone of voice.
Men are speaking once again, and I just like...
Gentlemen, I can see that you clearly haven't finished the sheet yet. I apologize for interjecting. I'll let you finish the sheet, and I'll give you a quick pointer. There's some information on the back as well. Maybe check that, too. Thank you, and have a good day.
Oh, thank you, kind sir.
Like a swish of us all turning the sheet.
Dash is just white-knuckling his axe, just staring at Scorchbeard.
So Scorchbeard would then read and go, since you guys didn't read it, clearly the rewards state right here that at the end of the contest, the pirates with the highest bounty and the military officer with the most points, they're declared the champions, and they receive a legendary pirate's chest.
So wait, we're trying to build up as much of a bounty as possible, and the military... folk, the Azure Armada, they're trying to catch us and collect our bounty.
You aren't quite as stupid as you look, monkey.
I'm of average intelligence.
Yeah, and then after that, you know, maybe your captain might actually get some status in the pirate world.
Well, that's why we're here.
Oh, I thought you said your pirate captain was the best pirate ever.
He is, just nobody knows about it yet.
We're from a faraway land.
Yeah, very, very far.
They probably haven't heard of us here yet.
We're famous there.
Well, do you have any friends here? Because we can make alliances, and it would be really awesome if you guys had some friends here.
Well, we got you. And the green cloak guy, Tucker John.
Yeah, we're using the term friend very loosely.
Yes, Captain.
Oh, that's the tone you take with the Captain.
That's because I forgot his name.
It was still
so
a very
respectful
tone, and I appreciate it.
I like this one.
You might like me even more than my purpose sheet.
Oh, perfect.
Anyway, we should maybe talk about the ship.
Well, how about we finish the paper
first? Oh, there's
more?
Yeah, there's a little bit
more. He did say that. What's on the back?
On the back, you guys will see a list of four names.
I'm guessing Captain Lavarius is not one of those four names.
At the top of this sheet, you see Pirate Council. Through the list, the four names at the very bottom, you'll see Blackbeard and question mark. There's no description for Blackbeard.
Is Snortgiggle on there? He's got to be.
Absolutely.
I hear he's a good time. He likes to party. Very light-hearted halfling bloke. He was very funny. Like to party with him.
What is Dash's recall of what he looks like? Or was he too drunk?
So Dash remembers him, you know, he's tall compared to Dash, but still pretty short compared to everybody else. So to him, everybody that's taller than him is just taller than him.
I seem to remember him being about yay high, and he holds it up to like the captain's hand. He's pretty tall. But he's very jovial. His personality is huge. From what I remember.
That was a great night.
Yeah, see, we party with big name pirates all the time.
Oh, he's also a halfling. Interesting.
Okay. Yep. And with that, you hear, again, randomly, through some pure magical being, drums start kind of hitting, like, almost like there's a show about to, like, encore. Things are happening. People are getting excited. Cheering's happening. And, ironically enough, Snortgiggle comes out from between several buildings and alleyway and is making his way to the stage.
Oh my god, it's Snortgiggle! I know him!
Is Snortgiggle a monkey?
No.
Oh,
he's a halfling.
You did like a... I was like, is that a monkey laugh from Snortgiggle?
I'm still working on it. I'm not sure if I really want to snort. Maybe. We'll see.
You have to.
I will, eventually.
You have to give it hands.
It's going
to
be fun. Snortgiggle.
So they say that for 300 people, the last thing they ever heard was his giggle. He's killed many men.
I'm still taller than
him. That's it. Did you hear it? That could be the last thing you ever hear.
And the crowd just going crazy. They just are loving it.
That was a pretty good snort giggle. Technically, it was a giggle snort.
Roll off the tongue as well.
All right. The drums continue to pound. Our second pirate starts making their way out. Hell yeah.
Orwell kind of... I recognize one of these names. She's a bit of an inspiration to me. Captain Mara Jingle Jinx Blackfin. She's one of the Corsair Collectives, one of the... She'll blew it with some air quotes. Bad guys. She's pretty well known for her peg leg, which has a jingle bell on it. And her signature move is having dance-offs before engaging in any sort of, you know, bad behavior. So she's kind of, you know, someone you don't forget. I've always wanted to meet her in person, so I'm kind of hoping that I'll get to see her here.
And... Mara starts making her way out. You hear through an alleyway on the opposite side, so it would be on the north side. You hear Yes, jingling, like every other step is a jingle. Jingle, jingle. Once the crowd sees her, they erupt. She takes off the peg leg and starts shaking it more.
Do I have any more drink left in my two cups that I brought? I don't know how long we've been.
How long have you been drinking?
Well, I brought two with. I don't know how long.
That wine was pretty big. Yeah, I think you have some wine left.
I will, like, cheer and then finish whatever's left in my tankard or whatever vessel I use to bring alcohol with.
Perfect. She starts doing cartwheels.
That's her!
Pursues to almost do, like, a capoeira breakdancing move, and then lands straight in her chair, jingling her peg leg the entire time.
Wait, can you do that?
I wish.
Not yet.
Me too, that'd be impressive.
She is quite impressive. Mm-hmm.
Scorchbeard would just kind of look at his paper and go, well, if this lineup is correct, I might know the next pirate out. Good old Banana Beard.
Banana.
Banana. Beard. Your favorite
yes.
thing.
Dash's eyes get real big.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Captain Bartholomew Redbeard, but he goes by Banana Beard.
I'm his biggest fan. I don't even know him.
So if I remember correctly, he's a human pirate and kind of scarred up. He's kind of a badass. He's been in some shit. People give him a lot of flack because, you know, he kind of likes the fruit theme antics, hence why they call him Banana Beard.
What does he do with the bananas?
Let's just say I'm glad I'm not a monkey. And he likes to say that there's no scurvy on his ship at all, ever. Maybe it's urban myth, maybe it's true. I don't know, I've never been on his boat, but I've seen him around the port a few times. Kind of really scarred up, only got half of one ear. And if it's right, then we'll see if the next person comes out.
If he doesn't have a banana in his beard, he'll be very disappointed.
Prepare to not be disappointed.
There's two bananas in there.
It's a whole bushel.
It's just a bushel of bananas for a beer.
From the southern alley where Snorgiggle came from, you see just coming outside of the alley, just barely over the peak of the roof, an orange in the sky, and a pirate steps out, and he is juggling fruit. He continues to juggle the fruit as he was making his way towards the stage. Behind him, two women with fruit baskets pursue closely, tossing fruit to the crowd. As he continues, you hear him say, yep, that's right, no scurvy on this ship.
Can Dash, like, run across people's heads and try to catch some fruit?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Roll some dice.
All right. What am I doing? Acrobatics?
Acrobatics.
Oh, but that'll fucking do. That is a natural 18 for a 20.
You are catching. You are stepping on people. It's like you're at your favorite baseball game and you're fighting for that home run ball.
I'm just bouncing off of one head to the next, just jumping across this whole thing. And just as people are, like, reaching up to catch the fruit, I'm just snagging it.
Give me a luck check to see how many pieces of fruit you get.
19. Oh my
God. You're killing it. You're using your tail as thumbs. You're stacking it up. You have created essentially like a bushel.
Yeah, my arms are full, and I'm catching with my feet and tail.
We're good on trail rations for a while.
Yep.
Are you presenting these to Banana Beard?
No, I'm presenting them to Captain Lavarius. Captain, I got these for you.
Oh, you know how much I love fruit.
Before we get too far, as you catch your last piece of fruit, can you give me a perception check?
Absolutely. That, I'm not. 3.
You're a highly disappointed monkey because this is a clean-shaven pirate. There's no bananas in the beard.
Here's the question. Is there a beard and he just did so bad at perception he can't see the beard?
It's an ironic name.
I told you they just call him Banana Beard because of his fruit antics.
So wait, his last name is Redbeard, and his nickname is Banana Beard, and he has no beard!
I don't make the names.
This is asinine.
But I heard that he does keep a very hefty supply of bananas on his boat.
What does his boat look like?
New boat.
If you are truly trying to recall what his boat looks like, you're going to have to do a history check.
I'm not going to know what his boat looks like. That's a four.
You're just too young. You don't recall your age. You're like just at that age. You missed the last Buccaneer's Reckoning.
Well, and I've only seen him in the port while I'm going around. So, I mean, I know of
him. I will say I'm thinking, knowing that we actually don't have a boat now, I'm thinking of boats we can take. So can I roll like maybe like a how hard of a crew he would be to take over check? I don't know what kind of check that would be. Just to know, I'm like trying to evaluate like which boat maybe we can think about stealing.
So are you talking about?
No, I'm just asking the DM. Like in my head, like I'm just thinking.
100% honesty. They're on. They're a chair member.
That's true.
I mean,
that's
you would
not a
just
day
come,
one adventure, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you would just know that they're not really people you fuck with.
That's like a level 20 thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Us level threes probably are not going to take over this pirate ship.
You can. I mean, you can challenge anyone to a duel. It's to the death, and you get what they have. I don't know. Yeah.
Gentle nudging to say probably not a good idea, though. Okay.
Did you miss the part where I said he's very heavily scarred? Missing happening.
His shtick is fruit, though, so I was kind of like, eh, maybe. He's known for his bounty of fruit.
Yeah. Or maybe it's because he plunders so much, his bounty is very fruitful.
Ooh. Bingo,
easy
baby.
Dash.
With that captain sits down, and the women who followed him up behind that were assisting with tossing fruit out set a basket of fruit in front of him.
Are like the Chiquita Banana Girls? That's what I'm envisioning.
Yes, absolutely. They're dorbs, though.
Do they have beards?
Absolutely. They're all red beards.
Dash is back in.
Dash is sold. Where, Mr. DM, where do the dwarvish women go after they set down the baskets?
They set down the baskets and they head back down the southern alley. You can tell these are definitely planned routes that they're taking to enter.
Dash is just watching.
That's a nice beard.
God. I love it.
All right.
We've got one more pirate.
Yard.
Captain, I see on the list here a familiar name.
Oh, you do?
One that I've seen right before I stumbled on this island. Her name is Captain Isabel, a.k.a. Sable Serpent Darkwater.
That's a cool fucking name.
She's got a name. I like her name. Continue. Huh?
From what I remember, she's a 7'2", long blonde hair to her ankles, and she walks with almost a snake-like-esque.
What about the beard?
Tone. Don't recall her having a beard. But I like my women very tall.
You too. We're going to get along great. You like to climb them trees.
Oh my God. The fruits of my labor, Captain.
I will say I'm very impressed with the pirate world. It's very equal opportunity.
She's also the whispering temptress. She talks with a sizzle in her voice.
Oh, I like her.
Sounds right up your alley, Captain.
She, I believe, if I recall, she looks similar to this Yahoo. Scorchbeard.
Wait, she's a devil?
She's a tiefling.
Tiefling, devil.
Devilish. But not as horrifying looking. Horrifying.
You are hideous. Is he really here? Is he really
here? No.
Okay.
No. I bet her snake's bigger than mine, too.
Well, that's a given. Well, that's a given.
As I'm staring at this paper, I'm just imagining a little drool comes down my mouth because I'm imagining seeing her once again.
Ooh, you've seen her before.
And it just, yes, I came across her on a separate island.
Okay.
No speaking.
Just seen her.
Seen her before and seen how tall she was. And it just mesmerized.
Okay, so I have to ask a question. You've seen her before. Did your hawk try to take her mysterious item?
No.
Okay.
Did not. I didn't want to attempt
okay,
that.
Cool.
He was too awestruck.
Ah. With the drool coming down my virgin face. Because remember, I'm 20 and I've never seen, been touched by you.
Flora, help a guy out. Take one for the pirate team.
Poor guy.
As Turner finishes his description, you hear, I don't know if you guys would know this sound. I would assume you would. It's an antic. So most of you seem like you like comedy on the ships, lighthearted, whimsical. And you hear a really, really strange yet familiar noise, and you hear a squawk, but a really loud, well, long drawn out squawk. And it's center stage in one of the empty chairs. You look forward and see a rubber chicken.
Wait, is that her? I thought she was tall.
Followed by this monstrosity of a tiefling coming out of the northern alleyway.
I mean, that's huge for a tiefling, right? They're not normally that tall.
Yeah, I think I need to change this whole entire description. But I think it's cool. I like it. And with that, Turner, can you please finish reading Isabella's bio? Or explain to them what, since you've seen her before, explain to them what the rubber chicken is about.
So what I remember and what I gather is that the rubber chicken is her alarm system. So anyone tries to sneak up and get it, you hear this? And it's terrifying. And you look at this rubber chicken's eyes, and they're black as the devil's anus.
You've seen the devil's anus?
And you run
into
it.
Have you seen his anus?
Not yet.
I start lifting up his cloak like.
I just swat him away.
Just wanted to see the devil's anus.
It also squawks.
His anus?
His anus?
The rubber chicken also squawks when it feels by there's a bountiful booty nearby. And that could be sexually or treasure.
Good thing it's not a bountiful bosom.
Thank God.
Isabel grabs the rubber chicken, kind of chokes out, like, oh, this silly thing. Tosses it. Takes her seat at the table. With that, you start to hear trumpets coming out of these odd areas again. I love thaumaturgy. It's one of my favorite spells. Must be the bard in me or something. I don't know. you hear trumpets. And the gates to the Jour Amada open. And a carriage starts to make its way down the path to this stage.
Does it say on there who this is?
See anything.
No, I don't know who this is. There's nothing on here. You see?
And I, like, show you.
You know damn well that I can't read.
I know, I just like to rub it in your face sometimes.
Rude.
The carriage is at a very slow trot. You can tell that whoever's inside of the carriage is very showboating, or there's a lot of showmanship involved with this entrance. As the carriage gets closer to the stage, it comes to a stop. I don't know, not probably like 10 feet away. The carriage driver jumps off and rolls a red carpet dead center of our five-seat warlord table straight to the chair that's oversized because someone has an ego problem. From there, after the carpet's rolled out, the driver goes and opens the door. All of you are not familiar with this individual, but you can recognize the clothing. Out steps an elf, dressed in full blue and white attire, all the Armada signature to it, has a sword at her side, battle scars all over the face. And the thing that's the most awe-shocking about this is the almost autumn blaze hair that this individual has.
I do like me a redhead.
As she steps out, she stops. All the music stops. The crowd goes completely silent. Much to your surprise, no one in the crowd really knows who this is as well. It's a very shocking event. The driver goes around to the back of the carriage and opens up a trunk. From the trunk, he grabs some clothes. The clothes are actually completely opposite of what she's wearing. Dark black pirate hat, dark black cape. Very dark, rich blue boots. As the elf begins to take off certain pieces of their armor and change, you notice that their hair becomes also a very... becomes a very dark blue. It's almost like it changed.
The hair did?
Yes. Within this, we are going to have Dash pass the fuck out.
So I would be on his shoulders. If I pass out, I'm falling straight to the ground.
Luckily, your tail was around his shoulder enough.
Oh, good.
To hold you up. Dash within the black. You're kind of woken up. You hear a voice, a familiar voice, trying to essentially get your attention.
Do I see anything around me when I wake up?
Your eyes are still closed.
Okay.
It feels really weird. It feels like a very, very memorable dream. As you start to wake up, you have a very familiar face in front of you. And you hear, in a woman's voice, "Bash, Bash, are you okay?"
"I think so. I think I'm good."
"Oh, it worked. You can talk."
"Yeah. Wait. Wait, I can... what is happening? What?"
And he would be like, hold it, like touching his face and touching his lips.
"What is this voice? This is not what I thought I would sound like."
"Dash, I'm so glad you... It worked. It worked. We figured it out."
"What did you do to me?"
"And just so people know, who are you talking to? This is the person who gave you your gift."
This would be Vesh, who's the archdruid that used the Awaken spell on Dash.
And he was, why did you do this?
I just wanted you to talk and become something else.
What, did you need a friend?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's fair. You okay? Okay, I think this is just going to take some getting used to.
Yeah. Do you want to describe kind of what our scene is. Where do you recall a lot about the awakening, or is it still kind of fuzzy?
So I imagined it as, so this archdruid has this almost like a home built out of the trees. Like the vines and everything have built this beautiful like mansion in the canopy. And it would be the area that Dash grew up in the Feywild. And so it's very light, it's very, you know, there's birds, there's, it's a beautiful place. Any like portraits on the wall are just flowers that bloomed in a pattern to look like paintings. And all the furniture is like roots that come up and form themselves into like comfortable furniture. And I would imagine that Dash and like his family would have grown up in this canopy, would have lived in this canopy around this archdruid, because it's such a rich environment and tons of food and shit like that. So I would imagine being like in the like main hall of this archdruid's home.
Awesome. Dash, you kind of snap unconscious again, and then you are quickly brought back to another memory. You're still with Vesh. You guys are working on just archdruid stuff. Like you're out in a garden, you're kind of planting, and you're learning. And with that, she actually starts talking to you about something that is a very ingrained memory. Dash, do you recall something about hags?
I know I'm supposed to stay away from them. Never make a deal with a hag. Dangerous.
You hear with that statement, you kind of go back in, and as you're about to rush back to consciousness, you just hear, "Stay away." And then you wake back up.
Dash, are you all right?
I think I took a nap. Just a nap. It was a good nap. Yep. Well rested now.
You passed out because of the beauty of that you saw on the stage.
Yep, that's what it was. It was beautiful.
I don't blame you. You're okay, though.
I'm fine. Yep.
In reality, how long was he like?
Oh, it was probably less than a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Very quick.
Yep. Nice nap. Power nap. Ready to go.
Damn, I thought I got my monkey not talking.
I can just stick shit in your ears. I've got plenty.
I wish you would have just...
Oh, his devil's anus. TV squawks.
I'll take it out of my devil's anus. Let's put it in his ears.
This, as you guys are continuing conversation, this Azure Amada lady, this beautiful elf... with very odd, it is not a power that you've seen before where someone's hair can truly change, puts on a pirate hat and starts making her way to front and center stage.
So, being that I was just in this vision, had this flashback, I would be looking around to see if I see anything that like triggered it, or like really. Like, was it when I saw this woman that it happened?
When you saw the hair change.
Okay.
It just truly, like, set you into a loop. You could associate it, I believe.
Okay. So with that, does she look anything like...
Just scarred.
Like-ish? Okay.
No. No, okay. How... Okay. Honest question. How much do you know about the Feywild? As Dash,
after being awakened, like he grew up just in this little, area of the Feywild, and then it wasn't long after he was awakened that he was sent to the Material Plane. So not a whole lot.
Did you see some of the different creatures and beings?
Yeah, I feel like you would have seen.
So you would probably have came across an Eldrin.
Oh, Eladrin.
Eladrin, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would be able to tell that she's an Eladrin.
Oh, I love Eladrins.
Cotton, don't trust that one. Can't trust anything from the Fae.
As the woman approaches the main seat, she raises her hands.
I know some of you may be shocked, appalled. To be honest, I could care less. I am Starweaver. I represent Blackbeard. I am Blackbeard. I am all of this council. Everyone here is here for our event. This year is going to be a special year. Let me tell you what. I don't know how many of you read our agenda, but there is a bonus this year. A giant bonus. And with that, she holds up a coin. I need you to all give me a perception check.
All of my worst rolls are on perception checks. It never failed. That is a dirty one.
18.
21.
For Scorchbeard.
15 for...
Raise of hands. Did anyone get under a 12?
The dynamic duo. Imagine that.
Awesome. So...
I got to 5.
You guys just see a fancy gold coin.
That's a nice coin.
I like that coin.
The rest of you. You see a coin. It's a mystical quality.
I love those mysticals.
It looks both dingy and pristine and shiny upon examination. On one side of the coin is a peaceful scene of a moonlit sea, and on the other side is a fearsome underwater monster, Cthulhu looking.
Scorchbeard, that might be the mystical beast on that coin that I first saw when I met you in the middle. When I was looking for the bow, I said I also was looking for the mystical beast. I think it's on that coin.
All right, I just want to clarify. You know that this mythical beast is bullshit, right?
You can't even
People
read,
were fucking
so
with
why
you.
Why are you even giving me advice?
People were fucking with you. It's not real. It's not real.
You just see that shiny gold coin.
You're very gullible.
And you shut your mouth.
This coin, for those of you brave enough to uncover the ultimate prize and a chance to claim your seat on our chair, on this council, to become one of the greatest pirates, you will have to find the matching coin to this. Rumor... It's buried with Captain Monroe's booty. Nearly 2 decades ago. And she takes her seat at the head of the table. And we will wrap it up there until our next episode.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this episode of Monroe's Chest, presented by Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. And also, drop us a like, follow, and subscribe. And as always, we'll see you next time.
Toodles.
Later. Bye. See you. Want to see the badass?